Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Bella, welcome back.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
It's day 223.
Yes.
That's kind of surreal. Does that mean anything to you?
It's definitely weird to be in the 200s for sure.
Looking back, we were at day 28 for your first episode, and now here we are, day 23, almost a whole 200 days. Mm-hmm. I just think that's crazy. Let's get into your journal entry. The first thing you talk about is the past 2 weeks you've been able to wake up early and spend time with the Lord. I know in the past that's been a bit of a struggle, but you're doing it now. How does that feel?
It feels really good, and it's definitely changed the outlook that I've had throughout the day. Last semester, I think, or the beginning of this semester, I really concreted getting in the Word every day. And I tried to make that in the mornings because that kind of like helps, I guess, I think change and shape the way that I look at what's going on throughout my day. And I, over spring break, it was kind of difficult because like I slept in a lot and, you know, like schedules kind of changed. So when I came back from spring break, it was kind of hard to like get back into the routine. But something that I've really been focusing on this past week, at least, is just going to bed at a specific time so that way I can wake up at an earlier time that I can really spend time with the Lord in the morning, not feel rushed or feel like, you know, like I only have like 30 minutes to quickly read through something and then move on. But like really taking that time to get in the Word, study and pray. And that's really changed my outlook throughout life. But like on a smaller scale, just like throughout the day, I no longer get as, I don't want to say like small things that would normally like really bother me. Just kind of like they're easier to let go of, and they're easier to just be like, that didn't really matter, and that's okay, and I can move on. Or thinking about things in a more biblical perspective, and so that's been something that I've. It's been really helpful to do it in the mornings and then really see how my outlook has changed throughout, like, the day. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm so glad you are able to do that now and get into the habit of that. This week wasn't the best week for many people. We had the Nashville school shooting on Monday and then loss of a student's life on Tuesday. Has that impacted you at all? Have you had any response to it, emotionally, spiritually, anything?
Yeah, it's definitely been something that has impacted me. I had a friend or like I had known somebody on campus, not personally, but just like kind of a situation that was very similar to that. And I like knew that they were struggling. It's been something that me and my roommate have really been like keeping in our prayers and that kind of stuff. But I didn't realize how prevalent it was on campus until that morning. And that was something that like was really eye-opening for me and also just very kind of sobering too, because it really kind of like made me take a step back and like realize that like this is something that's a big deal. And it really made me look at what I'm saying and what I'm doing and like how am I affecting other people, because something that I've been feeling kind of convicted about lately, just in general, just what I'm learning in my classes and like chapels that have we've been listening to, is just like the impact of words on other people. And that seems to be a common theme just throughout this semester, at least for myself, is just like how important it is what we're saying. And I've been feeling very convicted about what I've been saying, just as far as like sometimes I make offhand comments throughout the day that aren't kind and they're not uplifting and they're not doing anybody any good. They're just something that I thought of and I just said and then moved on with my life. And if they were there and they would have heard that, how would that have affected them? And it pains me to say that it probably wouldn't have been something positive. And seeing that, like, how prevalent these kinds of struggles are on campus makes me want to be a lot more aware of that and more encouraging as a person just in general. Like, I don't know what anybody's going through, and although I might say something that might not seem like a big deal to me and I didn't mean it to come off that way, I should be thinking about what I'm saying. Like, it shouldn't just be like immediately comes out of my mouth, but I should think about this, like, is this uplifting? Is this something that's going to help anybody, or is this just gonna be something that's gonna tear somebody down? And so I think that's like the biggest way that that's affected me, just a lot of just a lot of repentance in that area and just prayer for strength for those people and strength for myself to not get caught up in saying those kinds of things and being more aware of like my surroundings of what I'm saying and who I'm saying it to. So yeah, it was definitely something that was very hard and very scary too, just because like I just feel like it's just a scary thing to experience. I didn't personally know her, but that still doesn't mean that, you know, like that mattered any less or I feel any less of like a, I guess, pain for her and her family. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a horrible thing to go through. And, you know, there were a lot of siblings, and just relating it back to my sister too, it was just something that like was very sobering and is very, it's a very sad thing to think about, I think, a lot. So
I like that you brought up the impact of words, because we may say something that may mean nothing to us, mm-hmm. but it means everything to someone else, and we don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be cautious of what we say, because our positive words could bring someone to an encouraging mindset. Our negative words could bring someone to a mindset that's very dangerous to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to watch out for that. I'm glad you brought that up. Something else that you said in your journal entry, you've started a Bible study with a friend, and in all caps, it's a huge blessing. What is that like right now?
So it's been really nice. Like I said, kind of a little bit the last time, is just that I've really been praying for strong female relationships, or just strengthening of female relationships that I have, just because like I have a lot of great friends and I have a lot of great guy friends. But something that I've realized is, you know, like we need close friendships as believers, but also with the same gender, you know, like you need to have those. I need those close female friends. Mm-hmm. And as great as guy friends are, they can't be that for you.
Right.
Like, you know, and especially too with, you know, like that's, I feel like that's going into like relationship territory. And like, you know, like I'm not dating any of them. And
it could,
I don't,
at least.
Yeah. And I don't want it to be something that like because I'm a very emotional person and I tend to like really latch on and create emotional bonds. And I don't want to put myself in a position where like I become emotionally dependent on someone where like that's not their place. And, you know, like mm-hmm. I have good female friends I can do that with. And so that's been a really big blessing in my life as far as like, the person that I've started with, I don't know her all too well yet. Like, we're still learning to get to know one another. We're very, like, we've been casual friends for a while, but it's something that, like, she reached out and kind of suggested that we do this. And I was like, that's a great idea because it's something that I've been looking for. I've just been too nervous to, like, ask anybody. And so she's a very confident person. I've always appreciated about that about her. She is such a joyful and encouraging spirit. Like, she genuinely just sees the positive in everything, and that's been so encouraging for me as a person to just even just by action, you know, like she's very encouraging and constantly is encouraging me, but even just like watching her go through something but still finding a way to be positive about it and to praise the Lord has been something that's been really inspiring to me. And also just like seeing her walk it out every day has just been an encouragement to be like, you know, like you can do that too. And so that's been really nice. And I'm so grateful to her because we've had some really good conversations. We're going through the book of Esther. And that's been really nice. I feel like that's the classic female Bible study.
It's
like,
still a great book.
But it's a great book. We're both loving it. And I was like, it's so good. And I feel like just the right now, the kind of theme that we're like getting like really invested in is just like obedience. And that's something that like I think is super cool to kind of see how, you know, that blessed Esther and Mordecai and what that looked like and how their ultimate authority was the Lord. And just like all around what we've been learning has just been something that's really great. And I think really applicable to my life right now. So like it's been a really encouraging relationship.
Do you think there's room for the Bible study to expand to other people?
100%. And that's something that I was thinking about a little bit too, because my roommate is also like becoming good friends with her too.
Nice.
And so I'm thinking of like, you know, like inviting her and just making a bigger and stronger community of girls too, just because like we're all friends already, and it would just mean a lot to like, you know, make that bigger and be able to kind of strengthen that in general. So
I'm glad you're thinking about that. I think that'd be a great idea for
yeah.
sure. Last thing in your entry, you talk about scheduling, which is the bane of some people's existence. It can be hard, but you had some problems getting into your major classes, which remind us what your new major is.
My new major is psychology.
That's
so
right.
I switched from broadcasting. So most of like all my credits transferred. I didn't lose anything, or like in a sense, like I didn't like nothing doesn't count towards.
Because you had a lot of gen eds.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm. So I ended up being really lucky in that. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's good. But the thing is, because I'm transferring and it's the second year, all the incoming freshman psych majors too, or it's like there'll be classes that they're going to need to take. But, you know, like some people are transferring. So like I need to get into classes, or I really wanted to get into classes that usually are like freshman courses. Mm. And that's writing an APA and orient to psychology. So right now, orient to psychology is still open, but writing an APA is not. And I know that like a lot of other people also are trying to get in that class, because like I'm not the only person to be switching majors. And I feel like there's a lot of psych majors in a sense of like, you know, like there's a lot of spots to be filled type stuff. So sure. Like, understandably, it is waitlisted, but also that can be kind of like a spot of anxiety for me, because like I feel overwhelmed. I'm like, what if I can't get in this class? And the next thing you know, like I like, and so like it was a very quick downward spiral. But luckily, it's been something too that like I've seen growth in myself, because when I realized that I was going down this downward spiral, I was able to catch it and be like, okay, walk through this logically. Like, there's what can I control? What can I not control? You know, like, and me worrying about the situation isn't going to get anything done or improve the situation in any way. And so the only thing I can do is pray about it, trust the Lord, and then do what I can do with the situation. So rescheduled it out a little bit, and I just ended up swapping one of the class, like writing an APA for spring semester and putting in one of my things I had for spring semester and my fall semester.
Nice.
Yeah, and so it was a very simple fix. And kind of looking back, I was like, I didn't even know I was panicking about this. It's not that big of a deal. But also, too, it's just something that, like, I think it was a blessing, because I needed to see that, like, you can calm down. And yes. When you think about something logically, it's really not as big of a deal as you think it is. So that was definitely something that, like, I was like, ugh. But it ended up working out. And I actually really enjoy scheduling for, like, I love student
planning. I mean,
planning
the times are cool.
I love the little dots. Like, I have a friend who I did his. I was just like,
what?
I was like, let me do it. And so then I, like, put all the classes in or whatever, just because I think it's so much fun. Like, I love messing around with student planning. But
I love,
you know,
giving myself no morning classes.
I have to. I love morning classes. I'm
what?
Actually, I love them.
No.
I love getting up in the morning and like going to my classes.
No,
I think
9 a.m.
nice.
Shower, chapel. That's the start of my day. It feels great. But I'm glad you like it. Some people gotta like it, I guess, I suppose. Bella, thanks for joining us. Thanks for talking about all this great stuff. I'm glad the past 2 weeks have been good for you. And we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.